Very warm to hot temperatures occurred across portions of the western Midwest as we went through the day yesterday. We'll see a repeat of that again today. Temperatures reached up close to 100 degrees as far north as eastern South Dakota. An actual 100-degree reading occurred in east-central portions of Nebraska. And as we go forward through the day today, we'll see a lot of this repeated one more time. We will then see ourselves in the midst of an increasing rainfall pattern that is going to bring down temperatures and is going to produce frequent precipitation across many areas. The forecast specifically will focus its energy on the western Corn Belt. That means from areas from Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and parts of southeastern South Dakota, into the Minnesota-Wisconsin area, as well as parts of Illinois and Michigan. These areas will see the highest frequency of rainfall from starting tomorrow and continuing through the first part of next week. And significant amounts of rainfall are going to occur, and we'll likely see that result in some saturated soil conditions and maybe a good chance for some flooding across parts of the region. The majority of the precipitation of greatest significance will be out in parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa, maybe some neighboring areas in southern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota, and those are the areas that will become saturated quickest and will likely see some flooding. Now, some of that region is still trying to get finished up with soybean planting, and field work is going to be put on hold while these frequent storms move across the region. There will be no prolonged period of dry weather over the period of time from Thursday into Monday or Tuesday. We'll start to see some improving trend in some areas during the middle part of next week, but there will still be some rain falling across parts of the region on into midweek. And we'll look for the Delta to see the least frequent precipitation, but they too will see a mix of rain and sunshine in the southeastern states as well. Hard red winter wheat country, as well as some of the soft wheat areas in the Midwest, will be under the gun, so to speak, for the potential for more wet weather diseases. There's already been some scab and rust reported out in parts of the central and southern plains. This round of wet weather will likely bring on more of that, and we will see a higher potential for some issues to develop across the lower Midwest as well. All of these crop regions are in the midst of their grain filling and maturing stages of development, and this much rain occurring over multiple days is certainly not going to help the quality of these crops. We do expect harvest delays in the southern plains, although Texas rainfall will not be nearly as heavy or as persistent as that which will occur in Kansas and Nebraska, and for that matter, parts of Missouri and Illinois. The temperature bias across the region, as I mentioned before, is going to heat back up again. And this afternoon, we'll look for the high temperatures back over 90 degrees in many areas in the western Corn Belt, and maybe some areas in the lower eastern parts of the region as well. The warmest temperatures will be southeastern Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, into parts of central Illinois and central Indiana, and then southward all the way through the southern plains. All of those areas will see temperatures over 90 degrees, with the hottest weather still in the central and southern plains, where readings will be in the middle and upper 90s too, coming close to 100. But with the increased cloud cover and precipitation prospects across parts of the plains, we'll see the temperatures cool down as we move forward into the day Thursday. And we'll still see, though, some lower 90s across the lower eastern Midwest, and for that matter, maybe even parts of Missouri. After that, we'll start seeing some greater cooling take place. Some areas in the central U.S. plains may only see highs in the 60s and 70s for a brief period on Friday into Saturday, as the rainfall is heaviest at that point. We'll see similar conditions in the Great Lakes region for a brief period of time as well. The lower eastern Midwest will probably see low or high temperatures drop back into the 80s during the cooler days, but we're not going to see temperatures much cooler than that in the eastern portions of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.